Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WSSP Milwaukee.
The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
The home for Milwaukee's pro basketball champions. The Milwaukee Bucks.
Head across the room, ready or not.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. An Odyssey station.
How cool is it? The Bucks are NBA champions. 105.98 Spick and Save Basketball postgame show live from the Lakeland University studios. Online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Dan Plucker, Jeff Orlowski producing. The franchise, Tim Allen, will be in here with Toby Altizer from 2 until 5 a.m. And then Bart Winkler will start his morning show early at 5 a.m. going all night long. Toby Altizer joins us now, the producer for the Bart Winkler Morning Show. He's on his way back here to the station, I believe, at some point. What's going on, Toby?
Well, I'm just trying to get out of the parking garage that I parked in, but it's an absolute incredible experience to be down in Milwaukee right now and experience what's going on. I mean, everybody's out celebrating in the streets, just unified around this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. And I was telling Plucker when he answered the phone, I've never been in a stadium and experienced something where I felt like I legit was going to lose part of my hearing. At the end of that game, the Pfizer was so loud that your ears were ringing, you were getting a headache, but it didn't matter because the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champs, baby.
The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champs. And again, you know, something you're not going to forget for the rest of your life, being a part of this whole finals run, being at the games. And what about that Deer District tonight versus the other nights you've been there?
Yeah, I mean, people just lingering around celebrating, and just some people were just in awe. I was walking by one guy, and he was just standing there, kind of leaned over, and he said, I think it just hit me. And it was just the reaction of a lot of people, it seemed like. It took them a sec, but it started to hit them when they started seeing the TV cameras flying around. I'm shoving a mic in people's faces.
Right.
They're able to celebrate now, and it's real to them. They're realizing that they're NBA champs, and no one can take that away from them. They're NBA champs forever now.
The sea of humanity had to be unbelievable up close.
Oh, looking at it, that's one of the things I wanted to get down there early for, was to get up into that overlook area that the Pfizer has and look down. I've never seen so many people crammed into a space. It literally didn't look like people. It looked like you were looking down on like a sea of bugs or something, because they're packed in so tight down there. That would have been an incredible experience as well. But there were so many people down there. That's part of why there's so many people you know, trying to get out of here and whatnot. And but it's amazing to experience that, and so glad to be a part of it.
Toby, thanks so much. We'll see you in a little bit. You and Tim Allen are back on the air at 2 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Take care. There he is, Toby Altizer, staying up all night long, hanging with y'all. As you guys continue to party through the night, I'm sure. Tyler down at the Deer District, you are next here on the Pick 'n Save Basketball Postgame Show as the Milwaukee Bucks are 2021 NBA champions.
Hey, Spark. It's, like everyone's been saying, it's almost unreal. And what it's just been going through my mind, I'm finally kind of out of the Deer District on my way home. I'm going to be there at the victory parade. Maybe by then it will sink in, but right now, what's going through my mind is just the journey, the whole journey. Because, you know, Spark, we talked about this. You know, when I interned at 1250, they were at the lowest of the low. And there was a lot of talk about this team leaving Milwaukee, about this team even staying. I mean, even 6 years ago, we weren't sure if we were going to still have the Milwaukee Bucks. And then to go through this, just to slowly come back, to watch Giannis and Middleton grow into all-star players, to watch Giannis become an MVP player, and now to see this. Just everything, all the triumphs, all the heartbreaks, all the heart-stopping moments, the series against Brooklyn and Atlanta, it was all worth it in the end.
No doubt.
It was all worth it.
Yep. An amazing, amazing night, an amazing feeling, amazing watching all of this. And again, NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. Thanks for the call, Tyler. Appreciate it. 414-799-1250 if you want to hop aboard. Lots of room for you if you want to come on in. Justin in Durham, listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, Marky. I can't yell because everybody sleeps in the house, but the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
Can you believe it?
Man, you know what? I was thinking about Giannis' first playoff run in, like, 2015. Remember when we got blew out by the Bulls and Giannis got ejected from the game?
Yes. Well, he tackled Dunleavy into the stands, right, if you remember correctly.
Right.
That was the night of the NFL draft. We were at Q Club of Wisconsin. Gary was doing the draft show or whatever else, and I'm sitting there watching this game, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're getting absolutely humiliated. And
right,
then Giannis tackles Dunleavy Jr. I was like, all right, well, now I got something to talk about. Good.
Right.
Well, that gave us something. Yeah.
Exactly. And you saw that, but that told me Giannis, he wanted to win, man. Like, dude, he was so determined to win, and you saw that effort today. 50 points? Man, you could see how much he's grown. Like, dude is like an 8-point. You know, he started off as a young buck. Now, dude, he's like one of those big bucks walking through the woods, man. I'm so proud of these guys, man. In Milwaukee, we've always tried to, you know, get a championship. You know, we make these trades. Remember, we got Michael Carter Williams that year. We thought, oh.
MCW. You know, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, the next Jason Kidd. Here we go. We got MCW.
Right.
That's what
exactly.
Magic Johnson called him. Right. He's like Jason Kidd. Oh, my God.
Right. We come from that far, man. So we've always tried, man. So now they come to this point, man. The Milwaukee Bucks, we here, man. 2022, let's get two. You know what I'm saying? Let's get another one, man. I think we're going to be around for a few years, man.
Well, we're going to find out. Those Nets will be having to be dealt with next year. We'll see how that all goes. But
yeah,
we are the defending champions, and they have to dethrone us now. So good luck
exactly
to them. Justin, thanks
all
for
right
the call, man.
All
I appreciate
right
it. Take care. All right, we'll get back to more of your calls. We got another Justin in North Carolina. Nick in Stevens Point is on hold, plus a plethora of others. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Bucks over the Suns. Talking about it right now on the Pick 'n Save Basketball Postgame Show. Your 2021 NBA champion, Milwaukee Bucks. Your Milwaukee Bucks are 2021 NBA champions. 2021 NBA champions. And I'll tell you what, if you don't believe me, hear it for yourself.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Woo-hoo! It's real. It happened. The Bucks take out the Phoenix Suns and are your 2021 NBA champions. It is the Pick 'n Save Basketball Postgame Show, live from the Lakeland University Studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Again, Tim Allen comes up at 2 a.m., taking you to 5. And then it's Bart Winkler in from 5 a.m. all the way till 10 a.m. Wendy's Big Show, 10 until 2 with myself, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. And then it's Sparky's Midday Madness till 3. And then after that, we go to Rami Makhlouf and the Rami Show from 3 until 6. The National Anthem singer is on the line. Ben's on the line.
That's right.
I just got done watching Ben on, well, I couldn't hear any of the interview, but we got Channel 12 on here in the studio, and I saw he was getting interviewed on Channel 12. What's going on, Ben?
Sparky, man. How you doing?
You're a celebrity, man. You're all over the place.
It's been a wild ride, my friend, but hey, we culminated it. It's all done. We did it. It's been awesome.
Right. I mean, can you believe it, man? Can you believe that you were the national anthem singer for an NBA championship team?
Oh, my God.
And you were the national anthem singer the night they won the NBA championship, man.
That will be something that nobody can ever take away from me, and I am so excited about it. I got to tell you, we got to, my wife and I, I'm with Sarah, we got to hang with the players today, and we got to go to the friends and family area. They kind of hooked us up that way.
Good.
And we got to, so we just left.
Well deserved. Good.
It was a great time. I think I'll be in the parade Thursday, or I don't know if it's Thursday, but I'll be in the parade, so it's going to be wild, Sparky, and it's been fun.
I had heard rumblings of Thursday as well. So yeah, we'll see if it ends up being Thursday or not. You never know how these things play out.
Hey, I'm going to do something for you before I go. I'm going to do something for you. Here we go. Ready?
Sure. Yeah.
We are the champions, my friends. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions, the Bucks. Yeah.
That was right on the money. And I'm going to be using that on this station for a long time.
That was incredible. That was so good.
Just telling you, you're going to hear it all day tomorrow. Plucker's going to cut that bad boy up, and every show's going to have it. So just be prepared to hear yourself all day, Ben. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, you know what? I'm thankful for you, Sparky. I'm thankful for you guys over there. This has been so much fun for me to be involved in your radio. I love your station. It's been such a blast this year, and I'm so happy we won, and I'm not going to get over it for a long time.
I don't think any of us are going to get over it for a long time either, and I'm glad the Bucks hooked you up and took care of you. That's very, very cool of them. Thank you, Ben. Take care. Done a great job singing the national anthem. Great job singing We Are the Champions live on the radio. I'm going to do something for him. I think to myself, what's he going to do? Is he like going to show up at the radio station? Like, what are we going to do here? Did not expect that. Is our guy Sam Schmitz, is he wanting to come on? Is that why he's over here? Okay. Sam Schmitz joins us now, producer extraordinaire from the Rami Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. What's going on, Sam Schmitz? You were at the game tonight as well.
Sparky, how am I supposed to follow that up?
Go ahead. You could try singing We Are the Champions, I guess, and see how you do.
No, I just can't. It still hasn't hit me. I'm still numb to the feeling right now that the Bucks actually are 2020-21 NBA champions right now. I literally, before this, just got off the phone with my dad, you know, talking about how pretty much all this started with him. We were reminiscing about, like, going to the games back in the Sam Cassell days to, you know, back when they were getting, you know, 10, 15 wins in a season and all that. Just this is what it's all about, you know, to see Giannis hoist up the Larry O'Brien trophy and the Finals MVP trophy. I couldn't think of a better group of guys to win the championship. I'm a little hypocritical right now from the city and all that, but just I couldn't think of a better city that deserves it right now. So it still hasn't hit me. I've been trying to take it all in. I've been talking to fans. I'm still in the arena, by the way. I'm still in Pfizer Forum.
Well, based on what Toby just said from the parking garage, you better might as well just stay there until they kick you out. Because I'm seeing the streets in Milwaukee, and it's just bumper to bumper. It's going to be a while before anybody gets home tonight.
Oh, I walked to the stadium. I didn't even bother.
Oh, so you're good, though.
Fine. But the reason I'm still in here, man, is because we're talking to fans, getting stuff for promos and all that. But I'm here a little longer than I probably would have because just talking to some of these people, man, it just adds on to the experience. Got a couple people who are flying in from Israel from the game to talk about how much this means to them and, you know, how cool Giannis is to them. Just talking to fans who are, you know, I've been waiting for this for 50-plus years. Fans who are even younger than me saying that they've, you know, loving the post-game show that you do and all that. It's awesome, man. You know, I'm happy for you, especially, you know, all the guys at the station that have been doing it for so long that have been, you know, through the thick and thin. It's going to be great. Tomorrow's show on the Rami Show is going to be great. I just can't believe it right now. It's surreal.
I think everybody's in the same state of shock as you are. 2021 NBA champion, Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody say it together. This is actually happening. It truly, truly is. Sam, thanks for all your hard work throughout this run. You've produced a ton of these post-game shows throughout this playoff run and over the years as well. Thank you so much for all of your hard work, and enjoy the night, buddy.
No problem. I'm going to go buy a championship t-shirt and hat right now. Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. There he is, Sam Schmidt. So clearly the store is open.
Yeah. No, I'm going to text him real quick and ask him to grab me something, too.
Hurry up.
Also, I just before we get back to the calls, I know we have full
phone lines. It's all about the callers tonight.
Jim Paschke just tweeted about the Bucks championship. He said, congrats to Giannis and the Bucks. What an authentic human being. Blown away that Giannis took me with him to the podium. Because in case you weren't listening earlier, I told you Giannis is wearing an I Love Jim Paschke shirt at his press conference. He said, that's simply who he is, an incredible champion, one of a kind. That's from Jim Paschke.
That's just awesome. I mean, you could tell there's a relationship, right? They did that last interview or whatever that was on Buck's social media, him and Giannis. You could just tell, like, Paschke was Giannis's guy. Because, again, Paschke and McLaughlin were both there when he got here and was learning how to drive. John Hammond showing him how to drive at the Cousins Center and all this other stuff that goes along with it. And we are going to get John Hammond. Try to get Brandon Jennings for the big show. But no dice on that one. Nick in Stevens Point, listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You're next on the Pick and Save Basketball postgame show, talking about your 2021 NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. What's up, Nick? Is Nick gone? Oh, come on. Nick held on for like 20 minutes. Hold on a second. Can you check on Nick? He's a longtime listener of this postgame show. He's called in many a times over the years. Justin in North Carolina, you are next on the Pick and Save Basketball postgame show.
The Sparky, we out here like Ric Flair. Woo!
Woo! That's right.
So real quick, Sparky. That guy, Justin from Durham, great name, great mom. Tomorrow, whatever you want to drink, it's on me. Get my stuff from Sparky and them. It's on me, brother.
I like it.
Sparky, I haven't called any show from 1250 since they lost to Miami in the bubble.
That's because you're scared.
I felt like I was a curse.
You're scared.
I had to call in.
You don't need to be scared.
I listen every single day.
You don't need to be scared, man.
To when I go to sleep.
Why do you have to be scared for, Justin? Come on, man.
Sparky, I've been listening to you. We met during the Packers Super Bowl run in 45.
Oh, I know.
I've been listening every day religiously.
Yep.
I've been a Bucks fan since the Mecca, since Jack Sigma was getting buckets and Ricky Pierce. I saw your Eric Murdochs, your Todd Days. I went to the game, Sparky, when they won 15 for the entire season, not the playoffs, the whole season.
Yep.
It was so bad as a Bucks fan when Giannis first got here. He would look for my kids and seek them out almost at the games. That's how awesome of a superstar he is. Mr. Paschke, what a great guy. Made me feel warm. You know, that situation didn't work out that you helped me do at the Bobcats game at the time?
Yep.
Bobcats game.
Bobcats still, game.
This is our moment, bro. Like, and you're older than me, so this is your...
Thanks for pointing that out. Way to make me feel better about myself.
I'm sorry, bro.
Just messing with you, dude.
Hey, I've been crying for like an hour, bro. Like, my wife and my daughter's looking at me because they're from here. They're like, what the heck is wrong with you? Yeah, you just don't understand. You go to an arena every year and the Bucks get killed by 30, and now we're the best in the world. We have the best player on planet Earth. We went through tough challenges. There were injuries all year from our team, from other teams, but we fought through it. There's no asterisk. There's no nothing. We are the best in the world.
Best in the world. Best in the world. Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate it. All right. Back to Nick at Stevens Point, longtime listener of this postgame show. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, Sparky?
Doing good, man. How are you doing in Stevens Point?
I'm living the dream right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I told you last time my girl works down in Phoenix at a bar.
Yes, and they were doing the countdown in the bar, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go figure, the next game she wasn't working, so I couldn't get you the video. But she was working tonight, and of course, after Giannis starts banging them free throws in, they gave up, you know. They were silent. But overall, I mean, end of the night, I'm looking at this, I'm watching ESPN, and they're talking about how Phoenix threw the series, you know, and it's just, I continue to be befuddled by how the national media just puts off Milwaukee. It's incredible.
Yeah, but it's, and again, I don't know if it necessarily changes now. Now the narrative probably becomes, oh, yeah, they didn't have to beat anybody. The Nets were hurt. Suns didn't have to beat anybody to get there. So they can say whatever they want. I don't care. I'm a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks. You are not taking this away from me. You can try and downplay it all you want or whatever the case may be. This championship is real. It wasn't a shortened season. We weren't in a bubble. None of that other stuff. This was a legitimate championship in 2021 for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to wear my championship stuff everywhere, and people can deal with it if they don't like it from around the country.
Absolutely. Good luck, man.
Take care, Nick. I'm serious. I'll be honest with you, I have no plans of turning on ESPN or any of these other talking heads. None of them. FS1, it's been a long time since I've watched them anyhow, because doing 10 to 2, I'm in here doing show prep and getting ready for the show at like 7:30 in the morning, 7:45 in the morning, and then we go. Dan Plucker, same thing. Gary Leroy. So I don't watch most of that stuff anyhow. I'm definitely not watching it anytime soon now, because I am not going to deal with any type of crap about, oh, this isn't real. Oh, there should be an asterisk. None of that stuff. No. I'm not doing it. Not watching it. You all want to watch it? Go ahead. I'm not. Jacob Southside, you're next on the Pick and Save Basketball postgame show, talking about the 2021 NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, doesn't really feel real, even hearing you say it. I wanted to just call in and give some love because, you know, I'm just reflecting on over 25 years as a diehard fan and calling into this show for damn near 15 years just means a lot. And I've thought about like 100 different things that I'm sure everybody else has already said. So if you'll indulge me for a moment, I just wanted to tell a quick story. It's about a man that you know well, Sparky, and I thank you for messaging me earlier, taking time out of what I'm sure was a busy night. That's a man named Chuck Schilling, who was my best friend and like a brother to me and the biggest Bucks fan you'll ever meet.
Now, hold on a second. Before you get into this, let's just set the scene a little bit here, because people don't know who this dude is and people don't know who necessarily you are or whatever. So back in the day, when we had started the station in 2005 and we were going forward and the Bucks weren't very good, and there was a group of guys that were affiliated with like Real GM's website and message boards and so forth. And they were diehard Bucks fans. And now obviously you guys are all growing up, as I've grown up as well. And you guys would always come to every time my postgame show was on remote, every time I did a draft with Mike Maxey and Gary Wolfel or whoever, you guys would show up everywhere. Every time we did something, you guys were always the ones there. So over the course of time, I got to know all of you guys from coming to all the remotes and so forth, and really was appreciative of the fact that you guys would always show up and support me in the station and the postgame shows. And Chuck, who you're talking about, was obviously one of those guys that was always around at all of our events. So that's the background to these group of guys that he's talking about. All right, go ahead.
Oh, yes. And also, I remember when I was working in the visiting clubhouse of Miller Park,
correct,
and I'd always get in trouble because me and you would be talking Bucks.
Absolutely.
When you were supposed to be interviewing players.
That's correct, yes.
But yeah, man, like, unfortunately, back in January, Chuck got a very, very sad cancer diagnosis, and this was January of the previous year, and then November of last year, we lost him.
So sad.
And he's just someone that I met through the Bucks, and someone that was very influential on me, and just a wonderful, wonderful person. And I can tell you, I was with him in some of his last moments, and one of the last things I told him, other than that I loved him, was that, and verbatim I said, one day our stupid Bucks are going to win a championship, and I'm going to be in the building, and you're going to be in there with me. And I didn't think it would be immediately, you know, this season, but
right,
they did it. And his wonderful wife actually gave me a few of his ashes, which, sorry, they're you know, floating around the Pfizer Forum right now. He's
good
gonna
for
be
you.
A part of that building. So he was there with me tonight. And just in general, I don't want to make this a downer, but just I thank the Bucks. Like, you know, I think of all the relationships that I forged in my life because of them. because of this station, because of you, Sparky, and all, you know, Gary and Leroy and the rest of you guys. Like, I'm trying to savor all this because right now it's just so surreal.
I have a question. Whatever happened in those Bucks Ruben Patterson jerseys?
Oh, okay. That was Mr. Dan Nowak. I believe he's living down in Florida, I want to say. But
does he still have it?
I'm sure they were going nuts tonight.
Does he still have it?
Oh, I'm sure he does. He was a Ruben Patterson mark, you know.
That
we've come a long way.
Damn thing, man. Every time I'd be out, that Ruben Patterson jersey would show up. Every time, man. That dude loved that Ruben Patterson jersey.
He's probably wearing it tonight, man.
Loved it. Yeah, man, you guys were super supportive of me, and so sorry to hear about Chuck. Taken way too early, obviously. And thanks for calling in, man, and catching up. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys.
Take care. Thanks for the call. Since we're going down that path, couple people. One, Steve Haywood, longtime host on ESPN Radio Milwaukee. Him and Bill Johnson did the show The Game back in the day. I thought it was a pretty good radio show. I used to listen to it. And Steve Haywood, larger than life Bucks fan. Like, you know, everybody always says, "Oh, Smart, you're the biggest Bucks fan." I don't know, man. Steve Haywood, I think, had me beat. He was on a different level as a Bucks fan, and he loved that basketball team, loved that organization, and he passed away a couple of years back. And, you know, I know he's watching over us right now and is celebrating and loving it and partying and whatever the case may be. So I wish he was here, obviously physically in person to see it. So that's one. Another guy, Santo, longtime listener of our radio station, also a huge Bucks fan. He just recently passed away as well, and you've heard about that whole thing. We've talked about it on the air, and they did a GoFundMe for him and raised about $20,000 for his family after he passed away suddenly, unexpectedly, completely. So, I'm sure those of you listening have friends or family members because of the pandemic or other reasons. Of people who are huge Bucks fans that aren't here necessarily to celebrate, but you know we all believe that they're watching down on us and as happy as we are right now. But you know, obviously, wish that they were still here with us to party with us through this whole thing of winning an NBA championship with our favorite team, the Bucks, doing it 105-98. We'll come back, take more of your calls. The Bucks are 2021 NBA champions.
Antetokounmpo.
Bedlam in Bucksland. That is going to be a t-shirt. I don't know if Mike Breen realizes what he did. Maybe he had it all the time, just waiting to use it at some point. That's a t-shirt. Bedlam in Bucksland. Call there from Mike Breen on ABC along with Mark Jackson and Mr. Van Gundy. And I'm here to tell you the Bucks are your 2021 NBA champions. It's real, folks. 2021 NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. Simply an amazing, amazing feeling that we all have right now. Let's go to a friend of mine, Peanut Gallery, who was at the game in downtown at Fiserv Forum. Still downtown, probably in bumper-to-bumper traffic is my guess. What's up, Peanut Gallery?
Oh, I'm not downtown anymore. Actually, I got out pretty easy.
Really? Good for you, because the pictures on TV show bumper-to-bumper traffic.
I hit a little bit on water in Wisconsin, but I took Kinnick, and it was okay. But I'm numb. This is crazy.
At the game. How are you not more excited?
I think I spent all my energy when I was at the game because I cried 3 or 4 times. I was screaming. You know me. I was not quiet, and everybody around heard me. I was pacing. It was nuts. It was absolutely insane. It was the craziest experience I've ever had in my life. And I can't believe that we won it all. It's just surreal.
So did you stop in the pro shop and get anything on the way out, or was the pro shop just packed with people buying stuff?
The line was, because they had a few hat stands and stuff around, and those were completely packed. The main pro shop, the line was forever. So we walked around, and I literally walked around in a daze, most of it. I was just soaking it all in. I could not put into words how I felt. I still can't. It's crazy. It's just a feeling that living in Milwaukee, we've never felt before.
Yes.
Fans is one thing statewide, but this is our town, like I told you earlier. And everybody's on Bucks and Six, Bucks and Six. But as I texted you earlier, now it's Champs and Six. And forever, we're Champs and Six.
No doubt. No doubt about it, Peanut Gallery. That is amazing. And when you see these shirts, there's a lot of Bucks and Six shirts that go along with it, with the Larry O'Brien trophy and so forth. They also have a white shirt that we saw online from Dick's that say two-time NBA champion paying homage to 71, which I still think was a pretty nice touch as well. Thanks so much, Peanut Gallery. Enjoy your night, buddy. Be safe.
Yeah, it looks like Dick's on 76 might be open, though. There's a lot of cars out front.
Oh, well.
They might be open. Right? Yep, they are open for sure.
All right, so you're on your way, then.
Tell me what you want.
No, I'm good.
I'm there. Tell me what you want.
I am good.
Oh, no.
No, I'm good. The girl already ordered me stuff off of Fanatics. I'm good. I promise you. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Go get you some stuff.
15 minutes.
All right. Go get
you're
you some.
You're going to see me a little bit pounding on your window.
I'll be here. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. There he is, Peanut Gallery. Apparently near Southridge already, going to Dick's Sporting Goods. So apparently some of these Dick's Sporting Goods are open. I was told they're going to open at 7 a.m. tomorrow as well to have more finals gear, whatever they have left after tonight. So if you're interested, you want to hit them up, go right ahead. Let's go to Daniel in L.A. You are next on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show as the Bucks are your 2021 NBA champions.
Oh, man, guys. You know, what a weird series, game, playoffs. I thought it was over when Giannis hurt his knee. I'm sure I wasn't alone on that. And just this game, so dominant in the first, so bad in the second. You know, the things tipping the scales. You know, we could talk about Giannis left and right all day and all night. The shooting was pretty rough tonight outside of Giannis and my real MVP, Bobby Portis. Who doesn't love Bobby Portis? And but you look at the box score, it's like P.J. Tucker, no points, but 6 rebounds. Pat Connaughton, no points, but 8 rebounds. Guys doing their part. I mean, Jrue Holiday didn't shoot well, but he almost had a triple-double. So, you know, you have to realize that's the nature of this team, is doing these things even when everything's not going your way and being willing to scrap it out. And I just want to mention, man, I swear, I haven't seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar get this much screen time since I went to see Slam Dunk Ernest. So it's great to see him on SportsCenter and ESPN and talking about Giannis and just how much of a big deal this is. I haven't had this level of entertainment in a long time, guys, and I'm enjoying this far more than I enjoyed the Space Jam new movie. So,
well, yeah, I didn't see the new Space Jam movie. I don't know if I'm going to see the new Space Jam movie either way. But, yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, man, thanks for calling in, Daniel. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too, guys. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. Again, using that Audacy app, AUDACY, and download it. It's free. You can listen to us anywhere in the country, including Mexico, apparently. We had a caller from down in Mexico earlier. I am amazed, really, really amazed by what this feels like. I didn't know what it was going to feel like. None of you. I mean, unless you're fans of teams that have won championships. I mean, I'm a Packer fan, I guess to a degree, but not like I'm a Bucks fan. Like, y'all know this. If you've listened to me since 2005, since I've been on this station, Bucks and Brewers have always been in front of Packers for me. This is just an amazing, amazing feeling. And we've had so many people call in, like Orlando, who was crying earlier. It's his 59th birthday today. And they get a win. Just awesome. It really is just awesome that they're able to get this deal done here and become 2021 NBA champions. And we're able to see it and really soak it all in and take it all in. CJ in Greendale, you are next right here on 1250 AM The Fan as the Bucks are champions of the NBA.
Sparky, I'm choking down that cigar that Gary turned me on to before.
And how is it? $9-$10 cigar, he said it was, right?
It was, $8 something, whatever. But anyway,
This is unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. I know I called earlier a couple days ago and said this is unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. And I think, can't we call Bobby Portis, the new Big Shot Bob?
Oh, right. Like Robert Horry you're talking about.
Yeah, let's go there. Let's go there, brother.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Unbelievable.
Come on, man.
Why not? Right? Why not? We'll deem him our Big Shot Bob from Milwaukee.
Right. Why not? So I'm about halfway done with the cigar, so I'll let you guys carry on. Have a good night.
Good deal. Take care. There he is. Smoking a cigar, CJ, in Greendale. And, he called up earlier during the big show and asked Gary, hey, man, I haven't had a cigar since the Packers won a Super Bowl with Leroy. I'm going to go get me a cigar to smoke tonight in case they win it. And that's what he did. And he smoked it. And it was all good. I'm trying to figure out what's going on down here on Water Street. I'm trying to see. There's some cops rolling around, some people running. But I don't see anything crazy going on. There might be somebody down on the ground. But there's no, like, cars flipped or anything crazy like this. Channel 12 has cameras all over down there by the Water Street area. Not sure what all is happening, but some people running around over there. Yes?
We got some breaking news.
If this has anything to do with Aaron Rodgers, I do not care.
No, it's not.
It's
about the parade.
Does anything to do about the troll, Schefter? I don't want to hear about that either.
It's about the parade.
You're sure?
Yes.
Schefter's not the one breaking it.
It's not Schefter.
Okay, what?
So a local news station, Channel 4,
okay.
They stopped Peter Fagan in his car right outside Pfizer Forum after the game. Oh, he was super excited.
Fagan, I'm sure he is.
Fagan announces the parade will be on Thursday.
Beautiful. Congratulations, Peter Fagan. I'm sure you're probably listening to us right now. Congratulations, man. So proud of you. So proud of everybody involved for getting this deal done. From the Pfizer Forum, from the Deer District, to everything.
I mean, if you want to call in our hotlines, you have our hotline number from yesterday, Peter. So.
He does have the hotline number. I mean, he knows what I think of him and the job that he's done and everything that's gone on since those guys have been here. So very happy for all of those guys, for certain. Let's go to Drew on the east side. You are next on the Pick and Save Basketball Post Game Show. What's up, Drew?
Sparky, man. God is good, ain't he?
Yeah, he is, man. We got to see an NBA championship.
So you mentioned when you started on the show, I was down at the district until like just the end of the second quarter. I had to run home. So you mentioned you got on the show around 05, you said, right?
That's when we started the station, January of 2005.
So Michael Redd days, right?
Yes, for sure.
So my first game, I was in fifth grade in 05. It was through some school thing. In that game, they gave out these cheap Michael Redd jerseys. My old man got me on the Brewers, Packers. He was always a college basketball guy, never an NBA guy. My mom, nothing to do with basketball. So I kind of developed this love for the Bucks and basketball on my own. And I've gotten my family on it. And just today, you know, people thanking you and people, I just think, you know who you are. People have been here. You know, I mean, I'm only 27, but I've been through it for the most part. And I just really want everyone. I saw this Monty Williams come into our locker room and I saw his post game conference. And, you know, he was real emotional and just made me realize, you know, us as Bucks fans, we really can't take this for granted because we've been there. And he came over and, you know, just congratulated the Bucks. Wasn't trying to take any attention away from us, but just to know how just scarce and this really is. I just want everyone to, you know, I've been emotional, man. I'm so happy, but I just, I remind myself of where we've been and what it's taken us to get here. So I just want everyone to just don't take this moment for granted. Don't take this city for granted. Don't take this chance. Milwaukee is, I mean, this is really happening. I don't think it's really settled in for any of us, man. But Sparky, you guys on the big show before you moved to the noon hour, man, you guys are the first show I called into. Finally got the nerve to start calling in to shows, you know, and I just,
I just love the city of Milwaukee, and I just really just want all of us to just do not take this for granted, man, and just go Bucks go. And
go Bucks go.
We did it in Chris Middleton. Was the number two, and we did it with Chris Middleton, so nobody can say nothing anymore, baby. So, Sparky, let's go, baby.
Let's go, Drew. Take care. There he is, Drew on the east side, living it up. That is truly remarkable. It really is. That when we talk about 27 and what he's been through just at 27, and how excited he is and telling people to appreciate it is just really a cool thing. All right, I got to take another quick timeout. Pick and Save Basketball postgame show. Bucks over the Phoenix Suns. Tim Allen comes up from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. He'll continue the celebration, playback of the press conferences after the game and all that fun stuff. Bucks win 105 to 98. They are your 2021 NBA champions.
Who start off the bench today? It's time for the backup of the game. Presented by Gene Wagner Plumbing on the Pick and Save Basketball postgame show. For any of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
It sure is that time for your NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. Backup player of the game. Well, that's, I mean, come on. Last game it was obvious. It was Pat Connaughton. This game, it's pretty obvious as well, I would think. We can go by any one of different ones that we want to do. We'll go with this highlight right here.
Holiday double team, finds Portis. Portis hesitates, now drives, gets inside and finishes. Bobby Portis once again, 16 points.
Bobby Portis just the man tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks off the bench. Again, 16 points, 3 boards, 1 block, 6 of 10, 23 minutes played, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Just absolutely freaking huge for this Bucks team as they win 105-98. Your Gene Wagner Plumbing, backup player of the game. Highlight courtesy of ABC, Breen, Van Gundy, and Jackson on the call. Let's celebrate together, Bucks fans. We're going all night. I'm on till 2. Tim Allen, 2 to 5. Bart Winkler on at 5 a.m. I'm guessing the chairs he put at City Hall this afternoon are probably gone already, too. So, not sure what he'll do for the parade on Thursday, but we'll have to wait and see. So, I can't wait to get more details on this. Plucker's got his eyes looking around for details as far as the parade route. Where's the celebration? Where's the parade going to? Will it end in the Deer District? Will it end at Summerfest like some think it's going to? We'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out. Let's see here. Where are we going next? Who's on 2? Who is on 2, Dan Plucker? I cannot read it. Who is on?
Mississippi Mike in San Diego.
Long time no talk. What up, Mississippi Mike in San Diego? Where have you been?
K-Town's finest.
K-Town's finest. Where have you been, man? You disappeared.
You know, I still listen to you all the time.
Man.
I just work and that's about it.
Yeah,
Get your family out here, man, and let them visit San Diego.
Never been to California in my life. Never been.
You'll thank me later, trust me.
So what's up, man? Can you believe they won this thing?
Man, Sparky, it's been a long haul, bro, and you know it, man. And,
yep.
I remember the days watching Mickey Johnson, Alton Lister at the Mecca with my pops as little kid, man.
Yep.
And it's tough, man. It's to hold the emotions in, man. Bud saved. He saved his job, man. And Giannis, I wasn't really sold on Giannis, like you said earlier today, until this series, man. That guy deserves every ounce of credit and admiration from the fans, man. And to see my state come out like that in that panoramic view of the Pfizer Forum, man, is. You can't beat it, man. You can't beat it, Spark.
No, you cannot beat it. And I totally agree with you on that. And that's the thing now that is crazy is that now going forward, they're the defending champions. Like, we are going to hear everybody refer to them as the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks until they get eliminated. There's going to be a ring ceremony at some point in the regular season where they're going to get their NBA championship rings now. Like, this doesn't end tonight. This doesn't end after the parade. Like, we get to live through all of this again when the season starts next year.
Spark, it don't seem real, does it, man? The defending champs. And Spark, I thought the last 2 years were their years. I thought this year was it wasn't, they didn't have a chance. You know, honest. I'm to be honest.
You're right.
And now the way they play and just the way Giannis' heart showed in this last series, Spark, it could be a back to back, or maybe not next year, but the year after. You never know, Spark. You never know, man. But Spark, I'm proud of you, man. You make Kenosha, all us Kenoshans, feel proud, man. You're a professional, man, and just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Well, if I get out to San Diego, you're taking me to the zoo, man, because I heard the zoo in San Diego is pretty cool. Yeah, I want to check out the zoo in San Diego. Mississippi,
much love, Spark.
Mississippi
much
Mike,
love.
Don't be a stranger, buddy. Take care. There he is, Mississippi Mike in San Diego. That dude called in a lot back in the day. Ryan in Burlington is another longtime listener. You're next on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show. Bucks win 105-98. They are your 2021 NBA champions.
Oh, it just gave me goosebumps. It's unbelievable, Sparky. I have been with you since the start, and I will say, man, you have held it together. You've been our therapist. We've called you when we knew our team was bad. We've called you when we thought we had a good team and we didn't. We called you when we did have a good team and didn't make it. And, man, we finally got to the promised land. I was down at Deer District. I went by myself. I got there at 3:30. I was in the front row at the main stage there by McKinley. Shout out to the MPD. They did a fantastic job. Shout out to all the fans out there. For how many people out there, it was great. It was just fans being fans and loving it. The game was great. I will say, I wish my dad was alive to see this. I can't even believe it. Just an incredible experience. I'm so happy. I'm happy for you, Sparky. We finally did it. We are champions. They'll never take it away from us. I don't care what they say about
right.
any of these series.
Right.
How resilient this team was. This team battled down 0-2 in two series. This team fought hard. That might have been, I mean, I got to look at stats in other years, but, man, that might have been the greatest single-person performance in NBA history in the finals. And that was incredible. Two 40-point games, a 50-point game, just unbelievable. I'm just so happy, man. It was fantastic. So, Sparky, thanks for taking us on the journey. 16 years, I think, something
yep,
like that.
Yep, 16, yeah.
So, good on you, man. I hope you can enjoy this, and I appreciate you hanging with us all those years, man.
You
I
know,
appreciate
it. It's crazy, Ryan. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of our family here at The Fan. That's what really all of you guys are. I mean, that's why when I see guys that have been calling in for a long time and hadn't heard from a while, like Mississippi Mike, I get all excited. Like, oh, man, I hadn't heard that from that dude in a long time. He was calling all the time back in the day. I get excited when I talk to people that call in regularly because you become like family. And when we talk about, you know, the journey and everything else to get to this point, and we were all in it together, man. We all rolled that roller coaster, you know, up and down we went. Fear the deer year, John Salmons. Here we go. It's going to be different now. And they signed Gooden and Salmons to those horrible deals. And John Salmons went back to being John Salmons again after that. Michael Redd, Olympian, and all of that stuff could never get over the hump. Bogut was turning the corner, and then he got hurt because of Stoudemire. We won't go through that again. You had to go through all of that nonsense when we thought we really had a chance to kind of go somewhere. You tank pretty much for the most part to sit everybody at the end of one season because going into that draft, Greg Oden and Kevin Durant and Al Horford, they were all in that draft. So you were in position. You had the third worst record in the NBA going into that draft. Third worst record in the NBA. What happens? Draft lottery happens. First time in NBA history, I believe, that none of the top three teams made the top three picks. Not one of the three worst teams in the NBA that year made a top three pick. Like the first time it's ever happened in the lottery era. Never happened before. But of course, for the Bucks, it happened that year. Now, if you go back and revisit that draft, had the Bucks just maintained three, not even got one or Oden or two for Durant. Let's say they got three. That would have been Al Horford playing with Andrew Bogut. Could have been different. Everything could have been different. Instead, you drop down to six and take E. Gianleon and swing for the fences. And again, That's how different all this stuff is. It's just crazy. Natalie in Wauwatosa, you are next here on the Pick 'N Save Basketball Postgame Show talking about those 2021 NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm first time caller and I had to call in. I'm on my way back home from the Deer District now and just cannot contain my excitement. I just feel like the Milwaukee Bucks team in general, I'm so excited for them because they're just such class act people. I mean, you know, the Giannis story is just incredible, and I've been lucky enough to meet Chris Middleton a few times through Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Nice.
Just a stand-up guy and an inspiration to all. So I started crying, like sobbing, like ugly crying, and I can't believe it. I am so happy for Milwaukee and the players.
Yeah, it is truly amazing, and it's even better for you because you actually have a relationship of sorts with some of the guys on the team, and that makes it even more personal for you.
Yeah, I cannot say enough about how awesome it is that, you know, guys like Chris Middleton dedicate their time to the youth in Milwaukee. It's really something special.
That's awesome. And I'm so happy that that gets told because that aspect of what they do off the court doesn't get told enough, to be honest with you. So it's nice to hear that aspect of some of these players and what they do in the community. Natalie, thank you so much. Bucks are the NBA 2021 champions. Let's go to John in Wauwatosa. Evan Heffelfinger coming up, one of our producers. He's on hold. We'll get to him. John, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Sparky, long, long time listener, all the way back to the beginning, first time caller. But it takes me to a time back in 2005. My wife and I, we have one kid. He's 18 now. He was 3 at the time at a parade downtown. And Herb Cole was not in the parade, but he crossed the parade. And I said to my son, Emmett, this is Herb Cole. He owns the Milwaukee Bucks. And my son, knockoff of me, basketball player, he's like, Bobby Simmons, Dan Gadzirich, Ejion Leon. And Herb Cole stopped and chatted, and he said, John, I want to take you and your son to a basketball game. And I said, that's crazy, but yes. So for the last 14 years, Herb Cole has given us tickets still.
Oh, my God.
My kid is a state champion basketball player at Pewaukee High School.
Wow, a Showalter guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the fact is, tonight, as great as all of this is, we might be cheering on the Seattle Bucks if it weren't for Herb Cole's dedication. And we can all point at him and say he wasn't a great owner, but he spent his money and tried his best. But when it all came to bear, when he sold the team, he said it has to stay in Milwaukee. And he threw back $150 million, $125 million to build the Fiserv. So to Herb Cole tonight, a huge shout out, right?
Yeah, I said it earlier in the show. I'm happy for Herb Cole, no question. And he and I have had our disagreements and our interviews and so forth with one another. But yeah, I mean, without him, there's probably no Bucks in Milwaukee for certain. And not only, you know, you bring up that he gave that money to the owners, the new owners, to help build that arena, but he took care of every employee in that organization on the way out handsomely. And he did not have to do that.
Indeed. And frankly, when we sat at the Bucks games for all these years, Herb always sat us in front of him, alongside him, or with the Bucks family members. And everybody would come up to Herb and thank him for his generosity in some way. So it's amazing. Obviously, he has no family to leave his wealth to. I think that's well known. But he has been great to Milwaukee. So I love it. Extremely excited, and my son and I are just jumping around the house right now.
That's awesome. So cool. John, thanks so much for the story, man. Appreciate it. Yep, there are lots of positive stories out there about Herb Cole and Bucks fans and so forth, for sure. Evan Heffelfinger, producer here at The Fan, joins us now. Normally, I hear him with Tim Allen on the post-game shows after Brewer games. He joins us now. What's going on, Evan?
Sparky, man, we get to say 6 words tonight that I was beginning to think we would never get to say. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. The city of Milwaukee has a championship. I sat for 30 minutes after that final buzzer reflecting on this journey, sure, I'm only 24, but this has been a journey from John Salmons and Andrew Bogut to Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings to a 15-67 record, a stadium battle. Giannis, we didn't know if he was going to become anything. Then he became a star, then a superstar MVP. It's all so much to think about. I cried. I'm not ashamed to admit that I cried thinking just how incredible and improbable this journey has been over the last, I guess you could say, 50 years.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. And again, you're younger, obviously, than I am, quite a bit younger than I am. And you get stressed out and losing your mind over this team like nobody's business. And I saw you on Twitter going, I didn't know I could handle so much stress in just watching one basketball game. And now it's the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to tell you what I'm telling everybody else. Just avoid ESPN. Avoid FS1. Avoid all those talk shows. Because if they come out with the whole, well, they didn't beat a super team. Well, they didn't beat LeBron. Well, this, well, that. Y'all are going to lose your minds. So in order to avoid that, just avoid watching that stuff for a while.
Oh, I will, like the plague.
Yes.
I think it's just, you look back at the Raptors' win over the Warriors a couple years ago, nobody is saying that they didn't deserve that, and yet the Warriors had two of their best players sidelined. It's a championship. A ring is a ring is a ring, and now the Bucks and Giannis have their ring.
Correct. Yep, absolutely right. Hit it right in the head. Evan, thank you so much for all that you do, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. What a night. Go Bucks.
What a night is right. There he is, Evan Heffelfinger. One more get in here. We'll get back to the calls. Rami Makhlouf of The Rami Show comes up tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 6. Him and Sam Schmitz will be on the air doing their thing tomorrow. I asked Dan Plucker three times, is he sober? Dan Plucker said, I talked to him. He's sober. So for your sake, you better be. What's going on, Rami?
I'm sober enough. I'm sober enough to talk to you, Spark Dog. What a night, dude. What a night. Down there in the Deer District, and I really just wanted to call Sparky, and I mean this, to say congratulations to you, my man, because you are. I was talking tonight with some buddies of mine, and I mentioned it on the show today. I'm thinking back to Bucks post game shows, early days of Bucks post game shows with me and my dude Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, late nights taking calls from the most diehard yep. of Bucks fans when this team was not good, when there were no championship aspirations, when they were playing in an old, dilapidated, outdated building and still cared about this team. I'm so happy for the city of Milwaukee, man. I'm so happy for Bucks fans, Sparky. And you have epitomized Bucks fans for me since I got the job at WSSP. And you know what you meant to me and my career, dude. And I gave I invited all my best, my biggest Bucks fan friends down to Uncle Bucks tonight for this thing I got to put on, and I gave them all big, big, big emotional hugs and told them real close up, right in their ears, how happy I am for them and
yeah,
to see them get to experience this, dude. And I wasn't going to go to bed tonight without I don't get to give you the hug.
Right.
I don't
think that's fine.
That, dude.
No, I'm good.
You want
now,
that,
you're way too sappy and emotional about everything.
I did want to tell you that I'm super happy for you, dude. You deserve this, dude. You. I almost just cursed right now, but you.
All right.
You
so listen. So
you
just
earn this, man. You
well,
this
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling in and saying all those kind of things that you said. I remember you and I doing a West Coast Bucks games, Bucks Lakers, and whoever, and then having to do a morning show 3 hours later, and going and getting breakfast at Genesis Restaurant on Highway 100, and then coming back and knocking out a morning show without any sleep whatsoever. So yeah, you. You
that
and I have been through
thing
it.
I thought of, man.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that I thought of. I'm so happy for this city, dude. Milwaukee has welcomed this Chicago kid with open arms and done it twice now. And Lord knows I needed it the second time, man, after what I went through.
We got you.
We all went through it the last year. So I appreciate you. I appreciate Milwaukee. I'm so happy for the Bucks. So happy for you, Spark. So happy for this city. This is
so you're going to be here tomorrow?
I will be there tomorrow. Bart will be there tomorrow. Don't let the picture fool you.
He's here right now.
good. I kept him.
No, I don't. I'm not so sure if it's good because he's picking up and randomly talking to people on the lines while I have you on the air. So I'm really not sure how good any of this is right now. I don't know. I mean, his hat's crooked. The whole thing. No, I don't think it's good. You're not coming on the air. No, you told me today not to put you on the air.
Don't put him on the air.
No, Rami is saying not to put you on the air. On top of it,
he is not that good. I'm not saying he's that good that he should go on the air.
Well, he's got headphones right now and he's walking up to a microphone.
No, he'll be good to go tomorrow morning. Do not let him talk.
Do not let him talk on the air right now.
Let him talk into the microphone.
No, I can't let you. No, Rami says no, no, no. Rami's gone. I can't let you talk. No, get out of here. No, go sleep. Go to sleep. Go get a nap, and then you can come on the air. 5 a.m. is going to be here in like 3.5 hours. Yeah, he's happy. Bart's happy. You can hear him. He's happy. All right, let's see what's up with Terrell on the north side. Terrell, what's going on, buddy? The Bucks did it, baby. 2021 NBA champions.
Sparky, celebrate, baby. Celebrate, Sparky. I cannot believe this. It's so unreal right now, Sparky. I just started thinking about listening to the calls, thinking about all the years I called into the post game show. I can even remember when we had that draft pick. We were in the lottery. And we got after that, Giannis played that one year. We were debating who should we get. I didn't want Jabari, but I said I'd be fine with him because he was the most polished scorer. But I thought that he would have injury. I didn't know it would be the freak ones that he had, but I thought he would have, you know, injury problems because of the shape of his body.
I was concerned that him and Giannis couldn't play together. I remember that.
Yeah,
but I didn't care at that point because 15 wins, we better get somebody damn good. We'll figure it out. And so at least we got him. And remember, that was the draft where I was sick. I was in the hospital that afternoon and then ended up coming to the draft at Q Club of Wisconsin and doing that pick and then leaving after that pick was done. I remember that draft.
Right.
Yep. Go ahead.
Man, Sparky, I want to thank you, though, man, because you've been doing this post-game show. And I was kind of I never got the chance to ask you, but we didn't have a post-game show during the year. I was like, I was going to ask you, but you know the calls on the big show would be so quick, I have time to do it.
Yep.
I was like, why we had a post-game? But then when I heard you saying it's coming back for the playoffs, I was so happy, man, so dug in because you deserve this, man. You should really.
Trell, you deserve this. Like, you're as big of a Bucks fan as I am, man. You deserve it, and you deserve it just as much as I do or anybody else.
You're right, man. I swear, man. I can't believe this, man. I mean, Giannis is just, man, unbelievable, man.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And for him to have a closeout performance, one of the greatest closeout performances in NBA history.
Yes.
You got people all over talking about it might be the best in NBA history. Like, I mean, it just showed that once the team got to the finish line, I knew. I told my coworkers, I said, the other day, I said, you know what? He's going to be ultra aggressive in that game. If they happen to lose that game, Phoenix is going to have to play a lights out game. They didn't play a lights out game.
Booker wasn't good at all,
but he carried us.
Yep,
he carried 33 points in the second half.
Yeah,
carried us.
Yeah, yeah, 20 in one quarter. That hasn't been done very much in NBA history either in a final series.
No, I think he done that twice.
Yes,
finals.
Yep.
I think the last time someone did it was Michael Jordan, I think.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Terrell, hey, man, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk to you on the big show tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Take care. There he is, Terrell, on the north side. Let's go to – all right, this is a new one. I don't think I know this person. Sneaky on the south side. You're next on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show. What's up, Sneaky?
Sparky, my man. How's it going tonight?
Doing great, man. Bucks won an NBA championship. How can you not be happy?
Dude, I'm having a great night, man. I'm walking around my backyard drinking a bottle of champagne. I know it's a broken record, but first time, long time, my friend.
Appreciate it.
I got addicted to this this station during the Packers playoff run of 2010, so it's been over a decade I've been listening to you guys. I just got to say, man, I remember I worked at the Bradley Center. My first year at the Bradley Center was when the Bucks won 15 games. I was working courtside. It's been a lot of years. I can't believe this day has finally come. I remember when we beat the Warriors, what was it, 22, 24 games in a row for them, 23-1.
Stop the streak,
I remember listening to you play Celebrate after that game. Looking back now, how pathetic does that sound,
not at
my
all.
Friend?
Nope, not at
let
all.
Let me hear that Celebrate again. I can't believe you haven't played it since the start of the show.
No, you didn't hear the open.
Let me hear it,
hold on. I'm going to just pot you down. I'm not hanging up on you. This is how we started the show.
The Bucks game is over.
The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champs. Now it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. We'll hear from the players, the head coach, and you, the fans. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Now, here's your host, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
See, we had Celebrate.
We had it in the open.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it. I just want to hear it again. I want to hear it all night long. Speaking from the south side, I know you said it sounds new. I've been listening to you guys forever. I'm going to try to call in more often.
Please do.
Now, my man.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, man. Oh, always want more callers. Thanks for the call. That's the one thing. Quick side note here. I get social media is big, Twitter, Facebook, all that. That's fine. But I still talk radio, man. It's about y'all calling in and talking with us, and we go back and forth, whatever else. I mean, that's what it is. That's what I love. That's what Gary loves. That's what Leroy loves. Bart loves it. Rami loves it. Like, we all love it. We love the interaction on the air. So tweeting is fun. We'll read your tweets from time to time. Facebook, all that stuff. But it really is about calling in and being interactive and having those conversations. And now, like tonight, celebrating a championship together as one Bucks family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.